And while I'm thinking about it, I'd like to remind you to join us here on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. each week. As a matter of fact, each day on 1550 AM, The Voice. We're with you on Monday through Friday from 1 until 2 p.m. And on Saturdays and Sundays, we're with you from 1 until 3 p.m. And if for whatever the reason you'd like to visit the internet and listen to us by way of the net, just go to speakingwith.com and click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And certainly at your convenience, listen from anywhere in the world where you can get that internet connection. Thank you again for listening too. I really appreciate the many of you who listen and you talk about the discussions we have. The many of you who let me, so many people over the years letting me know that you're listening on a regular basis. Thank you so much for the interest. Thank you for the dedication. I really appreciate you. And thank you so much for letting me know that you're listening and that the program is one that you really value. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate you. All right, let's take a look at President Trump's. Let's look at one promise. We don't have a whole lot of time right now. So let's take a look at one of the promises that he made, something he addressed during his inaugural address, an address that, if taken only at face value, could have really excited and inspired probably most citizens of America. Of course, a lot of people were saying, okay, but that's Donald Trump. And we know, you know, a lot of our public speakers, especially our presidents, have people who, speech writers, people who write their speeches for them. And, you know, a lot of people know how to paint these rosy pictures filled with all kinds of descriptive phrases and all that just sound so beautiful and make the speeches sound so promising. And people can do that when they want to convey a positive message. People can do that when they want to convey a dark message. In other words, you think about people who want to give the impression that they're for the entire nation and how those speeches sound. Then you think about speeches that are written that are intended to fuel hatred. Doesn't matter whether you're talking about a message that's intended to sound positive and beautiful or one that's intended to sound dark and malicious. People know how to use the phraseology that can spark the kinds of responses that they want from the listeners. But when we've gotten past the rhetoric, what is the reality of the message? And very often, we discover the reality after the fact. Well, let's take a listen to one of the issues that President Trump addressed during his inaugural address. One of the issues he referenced. He talked about some of the things that really should be just part of American life. He went on to say, but for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. You hear how poetic that sounded? Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. Doesn't that sound poetic? It's not a good thing, but wow, what a way to convey that part of the message. Now we're getting to the part that I want us to focus on. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. I wouldn't say that any are deprived of all knowledge, but I think we get his point. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. Thanks to LA Times for allowing me to share these quotes with you. Education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge, and the crime and gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. There are several ideas conveyed there. I want to focus on the education system, which our president said is flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. How has he handled education for all Americans? What has his administration done to and or for the education system for America's citizens? Well, I want to look at a couple of negative moves, at least moves that I consider to be negative and a lot of other people do as well. And then I want to look at something that I think we will all consider, well, most of us will consider to be positive. There are reports that he's rolled back Title IX guidance regarding campus sexual assault. We know that President Obama really emphasized the importance of protecting American citizens from some of the unscrupulous practices by executives of some of these for-profit colleges. And so, under President Obama's leadership, more regulations were put into place on for-profit colleges. Under the Trump administration, a number of these regulations are being removed so that executives who want to remain in and get into the for-profit college business make a mint, possibly at the expense of many, many students who decide, hey, this sounds like a way, let me give this a shot, can still hurt those students, like we've seen a number of for-profit colleges just closing their doors, the executives closing the doors, leaving students high and dry. President Obama was trying to make that more difficult. President Trump is removing regulations so that that becomes easier again. There's something else I wanted to look at, though. When it comes to financial support for historically black colleges and universities, we know that for various reasons, historically black colleges and universities just don't get the kind of support, particularly when it comes to finances that predominantly white colleges and universities get. And so, a while back, President Jimmy Carter began some initiatives to help bring about greater support for historically black colleges and universities. Now, on the current website, I was trying to find out more about what is being done with regards to education during the Trump administration, and interestingly enough, on the website that I attended with regards to education, they went back as far as President Carter and mentioned executive orders, other initiatives taken by every president who came before President Trump, except President Obama, his immediate predecessor. They mentioned the steps taken by President Carter, President Reagan, President Herbert Walker Bush, President George W. Bush. Steps that they've taken with regards to what they've done for historically black colleges and universities. President Obama did much. They didn't mention him at all. That was disappointing. But the story doesn't end there. I still wanted to get an idea of what kind of funding has been provided for historically black colleges and universities, particularly in comparing what has happened with under the Obama administration and the Trump administration. And by many accounts, President Obama did a lot for HBCUs, historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. But according to the HBCU Digest, President Trump has provided even more funding to HBCUs. In fact, they report that he has provided $1.58 billion to HBCUs in just the first 2 years of his administration. The Trump administration, and this is, you know, I told you I wanted to let you know about help that has come from Republicans in addition to President Trump, other Republicans. The Congressional Black Caucus got together with Republicans, including our Republican President Donald Trump, discussed the matter of the $330 million of Hurricane Katrina-related debt held by a number of New Orleans area HBCUs. And the Republicans, along with Donald Trump, in consultation with the Congressional Black Caucus, has forgiven $330 million of Hurricane Katrina-related debt that was being held by New Orleans area HBCUs. Wow, what a blessing. What a blessing. And like I said earlier in today's discussion, I wanted to let you know about that positive. That is a positive. I know there are some people who will be upset about it, but that was truly a positive. And as I said, I just didn't think it would be right for me to have made that discovery and then not have shared it with you. To our Republican elected officials, including our president, thank you so much for both of those moves, for having provided that funding to HBCUs and to having forgiven that debt. Thank you so much. You all join me tomorrow for more on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.